Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Built Bar comes in 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Built Bars are great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're great for the keto diet. One of my favorites is Mint Brownie Delight. And the reason why it's one of my favorites is it really tastes like you're eating something that's bad for you, even though it's good for you. I also love Coconut Almond. Coconut Almond tastes like an Almond Joy and a Mounds had a baby. Right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gatsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. We will be talking about last night's Game 4 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. It was a big one. I have some apologies to make, and we'll preview tonight's do-or-die Game 5. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. If you're a night owl like I am, you woke up to very sad news. We all found out that Whitey Ford passed away, and I find it so odd that he did when he did, because I mentioned him the other day, and I feel like I jinxed him somehow. My brother and I were talking about old-timers, and he mentioned Moose Scourin and Whitey Ford, and I can't remember what the subject was. Something about playoff games, I believe. And I said about how sad I was when Moose Scourin passed away because he was a fixture at Old Timers Day. And I mentioned how Whitey Ford, along with Dr. Bobby Brown, are basically the last two standing from the 40s, 50s, 60s era. And now it's just Dr. Bobby Brown. Dr. Bobby Brown won the 1947, 1949, 1950, and 1951 World Series. He's going to be 95 later this year. Whitey Ford was 91. The Yankees tweeted out, "The Yankees are incredibly saddened to learn of the passing of Hall of Famer Whitey Ford. Whitey spent his entire 16-year career as a Yankee. A 6-time world champion and 10-time All-Star, the chairman of the board was one of the best lefties to ever toe the rubber. He will be deeply missed." During the past decade of attending Old Timers Day, when Yogi Berra was still alive, it would be Yogi and Whitey as the last two brought out for everyone to cheer for. And he was such a fixture at Yankee Stadium. This is just a big bummer. And I get it. He was 91 years old. Time goes by. You lose people all the time and life goes on. But this is a big bummer because baseball has lost Al Kaline, Tom Seaver, Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, and Whitey Ford in the same year. Ford went into the Hall of Fame with Mickey Mantle in 1974, and his number 16 was retired by the Yankees that same year. If you have time today, go to Whitey Ford's page on Baseball Reference and just look at how good he was, especially 1961. Made the All-Star team, won the Cy Young, was fifth in MVP voting. He was 25-4. I mean, it also helped that the 1961 Yankees were so good, but he was also 24-7 in 1963. So that wasn't a good way to wake up. I was on a high from last night's game, as we all were, because it was such a pleasant surprise. And let me say, Jordan Montgomery, I apologize profusely for ever doubting you. I mean, my goodness, the Yankees had their backs to the wall and their pitching staff stepped up and then some. They held the Rays to 3 hits the entire game. They were able to get Randy Arozarena out more than once. In fact, he was 0-for-4 last night, amazingly. So it is possible to get that guy out. The only guys who got hits were Yandy Diaz, G-Man Choi, and Kevin Kiermaier. I can't say enough about Jordan Montgomery. He really stepped it up last night. And, you know, the Yankees were in, obviously, win-now mode because it was do-or-die last night. So he only pitched 4 innings. He threw 62 pitches. He gave up 1 run on those 3 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. And I can't say enough about Chad Green, Zach Britton, and Aroldis Chapman. Chad Green pitched 2 scoreless and hitless innings. He struck out 2. Britton pitched 1 2/3 innings, struck out 3. Chapman pitched 1 1/3. He walked 1, struck out 2. But all 3 of those guys kept the Rays off the bases other than that 1 walk. I would also like to apologize to Brett Gardner. After I finished yesterday's episode, the Yankees tweeted out the lineup, and when I saw he was batting 6th, I wasn't happy about it. But I should know that every time you doubt Brett Gardner, he does well. He got on base 3 times last night, 2 hits and a walk, and one of those hits was a single right before Gleyber Torres hit his big 2-run home run that turned a sweaty 2-1 game into a much more comfortable 4-1 game.
And Torres turns on one, down the left field line, that is hooking, that is up, and it is gone! A booming home run from Gleyber Torres! In the Western Metal Supply Company. Two-run jack. Gleyber Torres makes it 4-1 Yankees.
I will say this. After Torres's home run, I did feel a little more comfortable, but not quite. The Rays are annoying. They're pesky. And they're the type of team that can put 2 people on base and then suddenly hit a 3-run home run. So I was not that comfortable with a 4-1 lead, even though the Yankees pitchers were doing a really good job of keeping the Rays off the bases and preventing them from getting hits. But I still didn't feel comfortable. And thankfully, in the bottom of the 8th, Gleyber Torres hit a single, he stole 2nd, and then Kyle Higashioka singled him home to make it 5-1, which made it a lot more comfortable. And then we had nothing to worry about, apparently, because in the top of the 9th, Aroldis Chapman got G-Man Choi to pop out in foul territory. Manuel Margot lined out to Aaron Hicks. And then Mike Brousseau finally struck out swinging on the 8th pitch he saw from Chapman, and the Yankees won 5-1. Your winner was Chad Green, your loser was Ryan Thompson, Aroldis Chapman got the save. The game was a tidy 3 hours and 14 minutes. In a moment, we'll continue our discussion of Game 4 against the Rays, and we'll preview Game 5 against the Rays. But first, let's talk about Postmates. Because when you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., you can Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even need to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. I can't believe I forgot to mention this. I was so wrapped up in Jordan Montgomery and the pitching staff that I forgot to mention that Luke Voit hit his first postseason home run last night, and it put the Yankees on the board, and it set the tone for the game.
Thompson deals to Voit, and a swing and a drive. That is way back and way gone, and Voit knocks one out of here to put the Yankees on the board first.
My favorite thing about that home run call is as soon as Voit hits the ball, you hear Ron Darling go, oof. I'm sure that's what Ryan Thompson was also thinking in his head. So after Voit's home run, Brett Gardner worked a walk, Gleyber Torres walked, Gio Urshela walked to load the bases, Kyle Higashioka struck out swinging, DJ LeMahieu hit a sac fly to score Brett Gardner. Then Ryan Yarborough came in to replace Ryan Thompson, and he got Aaron Judge to ground out. So at the time, I was not happy about the fact that they only got the one run from the bases loaded situation. But again, with the way the pitching staff performed last night, it didn't matter. Oh, there were some calls last night that I was not happy about, but the home plate umpire was not egregiously horrible like C.B. Buckner and Mark Carlson were the previous two games. So I don't really have much to complain about today, at least. So good job, Todd Tishner. Tonight, Marvin Hudson will be behind the plate for Game 5 between Gerrit Cole and Tyler Glasnow. That's right. Tyler Glasnow will be starting tonight's game. I don't think he'll be lasting that long. They will probably have a bullpen game because he pitched against Masahiro Tanaka in Game 2. Glasnow will get the Game 5 start for the second consecutive season. He started Game 5 of the ALDS last season against the Astros, and his opponent was Gerrit Cole. In his Game 2 win of this series, Glasnow struck out 10 over 5-plus innings. He was also aided by C.B. Buckner, so we'll see how he does without C.B. Buckner behind the plate. Glasnow has never made a start on short rest in his career. As for Gerrit Cole, same thing. He has not made a start on short rest in his career, but he told Aaron Boone, give me the ball. Gerrit Cole spoke to reporters after the game last night, and this is what he had to say about starting on short rest.
What do you think will be the biggest challenge for you pitching on short rest?
Oh, I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays. They're a good club. They've been playing really good baseball. And they're going to put up a fight tomorrow, just like we will. So, we'll have to be sharp.
How has your routine changed, if at all, knowing that you don't have your regular rest?
I just made a couple adjustments, nothing huge, feeling good, so.
Andy Martino, you have the next question.
For someone who's not a pitcher, Gerrit, can you explain? I know you've never pitched on short rest, but how do you think that impacts a pitcher physically? Is it overblown? Are you more fatigued potentially during a game? I know it's a little guesswork on your part, but what do you expect?
I've spoken to a few guys that have done it before, and it's not something that's probably sustainable for the whole season, but it's certainly the human body is capable of doing it. We saw the Brewers ride CC very hard, that majestical run, and we pushed Justin Verlander out there on short rest last year, and he pitched on short rest a few times before, and I think so is Greinke and so is Dallas, some of those guys that I talked to about it. And it is what it is. You gotta go out and do your job. So when the lights turn on, it doesn't matter if it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. You gotta do your job. So.
And if those guys told you that between the adrenaline and the fact that you're not doing it regularly, they feel pretty much the same while they're actually in the competition?
Yeah, I haven't heard of anybody saying it's really been a challenge to get going or anything. And based on how I've recovered, which is pretty much on par with how it's been the whole year, it's been pretty much the same. So, we'll see. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Thanks.
Joel Sherman, you have the next question.
Gerrit, when did you know you were pitching this game, and how did you know you were going to be pitching this game?
I started preparing for it after the first game, and after we won tonight and there's an officially a game tomorrow, then that's when he smiled at me and said, you're going tomorrow. And I said, okay.
But did anyone tell you before the series, after game one, hey, prepare as if you're going to pitch game five because that is plan A if it can be done?
Nobody needed to tell me that.
He threw 97 pitches in game one. He permitted 3 runs on 6 hits over 6 innings. He walked 2, struck out 8. He allowed a pair of home runs. Now, I don't mean to take away from Tyler Glasnow's abilities, because he is a good pitcher, but he was helped by the outside strike of C.B. Buckner's strike zone. So we'll see what happens with Marvin Hudson behind the plate. Tonight's game is on TBS. It's the only game because this is the last series standing. It's the only series to make it to a game 5. The Dodgers ended their series against the Padres last night. The Astros ended their series against the A's. I must have said the Rays. The A's yesterday. The Braves swept the Marlins in 3 games. So the NLCS is set. We're just waiting to see how the ALCS will be set up. One thing is for sure about tonight's game, you will not see Gary Sanchez in the lineup again because Kyle Higashioka is Gerrit Cole's personal catcher, and Kyle Higashioka has earned his way into the lineup. He had another good night last night. He was 2 for 4, and he knocked in that all-important 5th run in the 8th inning. I kept joking last night that I didn't like the fact that I felt uncomfortable even with a 5-1 lead going into the 9th inning. Again, as I said earlier, the Rays are the type of team that could string together runs in about 3 batters. So I'm sure I wasn't the only one feeling that way. But the Yankees are that type of lineup as well. So since it's Game 5, the Rays will be the home team tonight. It's all hands on deck. Do or die. Go home if you lose. Everyone will be available. Even Chad Green. He pitched in games 3 and 4, but he also pitched in 3 consecutive days early in September, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. You may see him tonight, if needed. Other guys that are still available, Britton, Chapman, Sessa, Davey Garcia is available because he only threw 27 pitches the other night. So again, don't be surprised. If Cole runs into a little trouble, you'll see some of those guys in the game. Just like yesterday, I will not make any predictions. I am just hoping that when I come to you on Monday with a new episode, we will be discussing the ALCS and not discussing off-season plans.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
So one more time before I go. Game 5. Do or die. Gerrit Cole against Tyler Glasnow. TBS. First pitch, 7:10 p.m. And for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend, and if the Yankees make the ALCS, there may be a special episode on Sunday. Also, rest in peace, Whitey Ford.